Coming off a victory last night on the road at Albany, the Princeton Tigers, we're talking about the snow in the forecast for tonight. They may be traveling back in snow from Bramer tonight. Princeton red hot as they hit the latter half here of the regular season. They're at Bramer tonight and senior night next Friday. We'll have the King City Wildcats in Princeton to take on the Tigers girls and boys action. I believe we have those on KTTN next Friday night. So a victory last night against the Albany Warriors, Coach Collins. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
As far as your team goes right now, I ran into your athletic director, John Gooden, earlier this week at the Ketchum Center, talked a little basketball with him, and we're talking about the injury that Blaine has. How much is that hampering Blaine here late in the season?
Oh, you know, he hasn't been able to do much. You know, just trying to get some rest, get that thing to heal up a little bit right now, and, you know, hopefully maybe next week he'll be able to, you know, maybe getting more weight on it and maybe, you know, see how much mobility he has and maybe possibly get a return before the end of the season. You know, we're still hopeful to get him back anyways.
Yeah, it sounds like from all indications he has something broke, but something in the foot it's kind of a different sort of injury that he'd be able to play on if he can handle the pain, is what I understand.
Yeah, you know, it's still kind of up in the air right now, but I know he wants to get back out there, but, you know, we just kind of got to wait and see.
So as far as your team goes right now, Coach, how much confidence are the boys running with, especially with this good winning streak that they're on?
Oh, you know, been going, you know, feeling pretty good about ourselves. You know, it's, you know, kind of made it a little bit tough, you know, trying to, you know, keep focus in practice sometimes, you know, trying to take it one game at a time, you know, and just keep trying to get better each day. So we can be where we want to be at the end of the year.
The interesting thing about your group is, I think people coming into the season, they knew what Princeton had football-wise, and the boys, who generally are the same boys you have on the basketball team, they went out and they proved it on the football field. Is some of the confidence that they got from that football season, Coach, is it starting to show itself a little bit with your basketball team?
Yeah, you know, I think, like you said, early on from football, you know, we had the confidence, but then you know, shots weren't falling for us. We struggled on offense, but, you know, I think starting to get a little better feel on offense, and part of that is definitely due to the confidence.
Yeah, you won by 20 points last night. Was that the final?
No, it was, I think, like 10.
Okay, so the girls won by 20 and the boys won by 10 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the game a little bit over at Albany. They don't have the best team in the GRC this year, but that always seems like it's a difficult place to play well in and beat them.
You know, that definitely proved like that last night. They came out and played. I thought they played really hard, hit some shots. We were able to force some turnovers and score off those. I think that was the difference. You know, we were never able to, you know, I think we, you know, had the lead pretty much the entire game, but we were never able to, you know, really pull away. Every time we'd kind of pull away here, they'd make a run and come back. And, you know, like I said, I give a lot of credit to their effort and their play last night.
Yeah, and when I look at your winning streak and the scores here too, Coach, it's not like you're just blowing people out of the water and you're winning 80-20. There have been a lot of games that have been close and you've had to find a way to win in the fourth quarter. What are the things that you've done late that have secured victories for your ball team?
Oh, definitely. You know, we're not a team that's really built, so we're not going to blow many teams out. But you know, we're gonna play for 32 minutes, and I think that's been the biggest key: cutting down on turnovers, executing on offense, and you know, being able to get the shots that we want at the right times is a big key for us.
You beat Pattonsburg a week ago tonight at their place, Coach, 64-52. How'd the boys play last Friday?
You know, that was a good game for us. We controlled that. I think we had the lead the entire game, and you know, most of the time it stayed right there around where that the final score was. They'd make a couple runs, we'd answer right back, and I thought, like I said, we had a pretty good offensive night and, you know, a pretty solid defensive night that last week as well.
You know, this is, record-wise, not the best team Bramer's had in the last several years, but I do know that in just looking at the roster and seeing them a couple of times in tournament play, and especially playing them down there, they're a dangerous opponent going down there and playing tonight, Coach.
Oh, definitely. You know, they got a few guys that can score, so it's kind of, you know, tough. You can't just key on one guy as well. You know, they'll get out and run. And like I said, they got some guys that can shoot if they get hot.
So with King City next week, another team that I've seen your team, I've seen King City. I think it's going to be a good ball game. Certainly you want to honor your seniors on senior night by getting a victory on your home floor.
You know, definitely want to go out, you know, with the win for their last game, you know, where they've put in a lot of work. But, you know, definitely King City will be a tough game. We played them earlier in the year and we're able to come away with the win. Sure, they're going to want to avenge that and, you know, have improved throughout the year. And, you know, as we'd like to, you know, think that we have as well. So I think, you know, it is going to be a good ball game to end the season on.
So you're a four seed in districts down at Gallatin. Mid-Bucks a one seed. Polo's the five, so you play Polo on the 20th. And if you see them, undoubtedly you'll see Mid-Buchanan. I'm sure you look at it the same way I do, Coach. Mid-Buchanan, if you do see them, they're a tough team. You know Polo, so you have some knowledge of them. And James Fleener and those guys down there. If you go in with a winning streak like you have right now, you got to think of yourself as a pretty dangerous four seed.
You know, we'd like to think so, but, you know, it's one thing, you know, it's a winning streak. You know, you got to make sure that we're only looking at the next game because, you know, we'd, like I said, we already had several people, you know, talking about Mid-Buck, and, you know, Polo's not going to be an easy contest for us. We were able to beat them at home, but it's going to be a lot different on a neutral floor.
No, it's going to be like a second go-around in conference play, too, which makes it all the more difficult.
Definitely, you know, both teams will know each other, and, you know, it's going to be who can come out and execute.
What time is that game against Polo, Coach?
We do 5:45 time, so we've got a good time to play.
Okay, outstanding. And that is at Gallatin on the week of the 19th, right?
Correct.
So
Tuesday.
Yep, Princeton Polo going to play Tuesday the 20th at 5:45 from Gallatin High School. That should be a dandy, one of those very good all-GRC matchups in district play. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight down at Bramer. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thank you, and appreciate the coverage.